Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fran Mullins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Valley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Moses moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Bradley scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 2-0, Mariners. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards first. Valley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Kearney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bando out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is one for one in the game, with a single. Moses hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mariners. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones misplays the ball. That's an error on Quiñones. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Don Schultz now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley strikes out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Valley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Mariners. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullins strikes out. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Clark steals second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. It's 3-2, Mariners. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Carter moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Mariners, 3. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 4-3, Mariners. Doug Jones now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 2 in the game. Presley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Valley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langston fires to first and picks off Nixon. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Hengel, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-2 in the game. Quiñones bunts in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hengel. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Hengel throws the ball into Presley, who tags Jacoby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradley moves to third. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 3 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby has Bradley trapped. There's the throw to Bando and back to Snyder, who tags Bradley for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Wills now pitching. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Valley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0 for 3 in the game. Hengel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Young now pitching. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Clark reaches second base with a double. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullins bunts towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark scores. It's Indians, 4, Mariners, 4. Ed Nunez now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Butler steals second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 3 in the game. Kearney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 3 in the game. Quiñones strikes out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses strikes out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullins hits a fly ball into right field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-4 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-4 in the game. Hengel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley juggles the ball. That's an error on Presley. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Scott Bradley pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Mel Hall now playing left field. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis pinch hits for Ray Quiñones. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.